Very good evening, and I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家晚上好，我奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
This is a special Friday of every year.
这个星期五呢，是每一年的一个特别的星期五。
It is called Good Friday.
是耶稣受难日。
It is called Good Friday because of the death of Jesus Christ.
那么在英文里面呢，翻过来的话就是美好的星期五。它之所以美好呢，是因为主耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ is mentioned in the passage that we have read a moment ago in verse 21.
我们刚才已经所念的经文里面呢，就提到了主耶稣。
Why is his death the greatest death on earth?
为什么主耶稣的死是最伟大的死呢？
There have been billions of people who lived and died on this earth.
这个世界上呢，有数以万计的人呢，都死了。
And their lives have contributed much to the progress of this world.
而他们的生命呢，也对人类的进程呢，做出了贡献。
And I'm sure the list is so long that we can't even count the number of people who lived and died.
而这些人的人数呢，之多是我们没有办法计算的。
And their lives have impacted our lives.
而他们的生命呢，也影响了我们的生命。
The man who invented electricity.
比如说创就是发明了这个电灯的人电灯的人。
The man who invented the telephone.
还有发明了电话的人。
The man who invented the elevator.
还有发明了电梯的人。
The airplane.
还有飞机。
The motor car.
还有汽车。
And the list goes on and on and on.
这个名单是没有穷尽的。
They lived, they died.
他们活着也死了。
But they are not the people whom we should call the greatest death when they die.
但是他们的死呢，却不被我们称为最伟大的死。
This is despite the fact that their lives have impacted billions of lives all over the world throughout the ages.
尽管他们的生命呢，影响了世世代代的人。
The reason is their lives cannot take away man's last enemy.
因为原因就是他们的生命呢没有办法就是消灭人类最后的敌人。
Their lives have made our lives very comfortable.
那他们的生命呢使我们的生命呢过得比较舒适。
We do not deny that.
我们并不否认。
Look at how comfortable we are in this sanctuary.
你看看我们在这个圣所当中多么的舒服。
There are so many lives that have contributed to this comfortable environment.
今天我们有这么舒适的环境呢，是因为有许多的生命做出的贡献。
The man who invented reinforced concrete to help us build this building.
比如那个发明了这个水泥的人。
The man who invented the air condition to make this environment very comfortable.
这个水泥可以用来建造我们的圣所，还有发明这个冷气的人，好叫我们能够舒服的坐在这里。
None of them can take away what we need the most.
但是他们没有一个人能够消灭我们最 没有办法带给我们我们最需要的东西。
What is it that you need the most in your life?
那我们的生命里面最需要的是什么呢？
I believe what you and I need the most in this life is someone to take away death.
那我相信我们所有的人呢，我们最需要的就是有人能够消灭死亡。
And so the Bible described death as man's last enemy.
所以圣经呢就形容死亡是人最后的敌人。
Do you want to live forever?
你愿意就是终身不死吗？
We live in a world where there is so much sin and death.
我们住在这个世界上呢是充满了罪，充满了死亡的。
There is so much wickedness and evil on this earth.
也充满了邪恶。
We all have heard of the bombing in Brussels.
那我们也听说了在布鲁塞尔发生的这个爆炸案。
Before that, there was France.
那么在之前呢，法国也发生爆炸案。
And before that, there was 9/11 in America.
那么在更久之前呢，还有美国发生的911。
Will there be many more of such demonstration of man's evil and wickedness? I'm sure there will be.
那么未来是否还会发生这样的？恐怖的事件呢？我相信会的。
This is a very dangerous world.
这个世界是非常危险的。
This is a world where men and women and children all could die.
这个世界呢的所有的人的世人呢都会死。
But who can help men take away death forever and ever?
但是谁能够为人呢解除这个死的捆绑呢永远的解除呢
Only one man could do that, and he is Jesus Christ.
只有一个人，而他就是主耶稣基督。
His name Jesus means Savior.
他的名字耶稣意思就是救主。
Christ means anointed Savior.
基督的意思呢就是受膏的救主。
So Christ means anointed, Jesus means Savior. Combine the two, we have the anointed Savior.
基督的意思就是受膏者，所以耶稣基督放在一起呢，意思就是受膏的救主。
Anointed by whom?
那么他是受谁所膏的呢
？Not by man.
不是被人所膏的。
Not by the church.
也不是被教会。
By God Himself.
而是神自己所膏的。
The same God who made you and me.
是创造你和我的神。
The same God who created the heaven and earth for you and me to live in.
是创造这个世界让我们活在这里的上帝。
He made Jesus the anointed Savior for you and for me.
他为我们膏了主耶稣基督。
Do you need the Savior?
你需要救主吗
？And I'm sure your answer must be yes.
我相信你的答案是是的。
Because you know you're going to die.
因为你知道你将会死。
Our church had already conducted 7 vigil services since January this year.
那我们的教会呢从一月份开始呢已经举办了七次的这个丧礼。
And March is not even over yet.
而三月根本而三月还没有结束。
This is a stark reminder to all of us about the reality of death.
这提醒了我们死亡的恐怖。
It doesn't matter who you are.
不管你是谁。
Death is no respecter of persons.
死亡是不会偏待人的。
You could be the most powerful man on earth,And death will still visit you.
你即便是最有权势的人，但是死亡还是会降临。
You could be the richest or the poorest, death doesn't care.
不管你是富有的人还是穷人，这个死亡都不会偏待你。
He doesn't care whether you are young and old, healthy or sickly.
他也不管你是健康的、生病的、老的或少的。
He will visit you.
他都会降临。
He doesn't care about your plans.
他也不管你有多么好的计划。
He's not interested in your hopes.
他也不对你的这个盼望没有兴趣。
He doesn't care how strong your love is for your children or for one another.
他也不管你对你的家人或者彼此有的爱。
He will invade into your life, and he will do so when you least expect it.
而且他会入侵你的生命，尤其是在你没有预料的时候。
All those who perished in the bombing in Brussels, they did not know that they woke up that morning, it was their last.
那些在布鲁塞尔爆炸案中死亡的那些罹难者呢，他们并没有想到当天早上他们起床之后，那一天就是他们的最后一天。
We need someone to help us get rid of death in our lives.
我们需要有人呢，帮助我们呢，从我们的生命中呢去除这个死亡。
Do you not have this desire in your heart?
你难道心里没有这样的渴望吗？
I'm sure you do.
我相信你有的。
Romans chapter 5 tells us how that has been made possible.
罗马书第五章就告诉我们，我们可以怎样去除这个死亡。
We shall look at only 4 verses, verse 18 to verse 21.
我们就来看18到21节。
And that is a contrast betweenMan and Jesus Christ.
那我们就可以看到人和耶稣基督的这个对比。
These four verses give us three very strong contrasts.
我们从这四个经节里面呢，可以看到三个非常大的一个对比。
And I hope that through the study of these three contrasts, you and I may understand that there is an answer to death in your life.
通过呢。我们来看这三个强烈的对比呢，我希望大家能够找到对生命的这个答案。
Death can be defeated in your life.
因为死亡能够是能够被战胜的。
Verse 18 says.
十八节说。
Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life.
十八节说。如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。
The contrast is offense versus righteousness.
那么这里呢，我们看到的对比呢，就是过犯和义行。
Because of our first parent Adam, he offended God, he sinned against God, and because of him, we are all in the state of condemnation.
因为我们的始祖亚当犯了罪呢，因着他犯了罪，我们全都犯了罪，所以我们都是被定罪的。
That's why you and I die.
所以我们才会死。
That's why when you and I die, we end up in hell.
而当我们死后呢，我们就下到地狱去。
This is our condemnation.
这是我们就被定罪了。
Because Adam sinned, and because of him, you and I are born in sin.
因为亚当死。因为亚当的罪，所以你和我呢是在罪里生的。
He represented you and me.
因为他代表了我们。
We may not sin the same sin as Adam did, but we all sin.
虽然我们所犯的罪未必是跟亚当是一样的，但是我们都是带着罪而生的。
You know in your own heart that you are a sinner.
你心里知道呢自己是一个罪人。
You know that you are someone who deserves death and hell.As our punishment.
你也知道呢，有罪的话呢，我们的惩罚，我们配得的惩罚就是死亡跟地狱。
We cannot buy ourselves out of our condemnation by good works.
我们没有办法通过善功来救赎自己。
You can't give money to buy yourself out of hell.
你也没有办法用钱来救赎自己脱离地狱。
Because the transgression that we have is not only against one another, but against God.
因为我们的过犯并不只是彼此得罪，而我们的过犯也包括得罪了神。
God made this earth.
神创造了这个世界。
Everything on this earth is owned by Him.
这世上的万物呢，都是属他的。
Everything that you own came out of this earth.
那你所拥有的呢，也来自这个世界。
How can you take out of this earth that is owned by God and then give to Him as payment? He owned this earth.
那你怎么可以把这个世界，这个属于神的世，用这个属于神的世界里面的东西来企图救赎自己呢？
There is nothing you and I can do to get out of this condemnation.
所以我们没有办法救赎自己，脱离这个被定罪的这个
Your good works and my good works are only good from man's perspective.
因为我们所谓的善功呢，只有在人的眼里才是好的。
But from God's perspective, there is nothing that you and I do that is good.
但是从神的眼光来看呢，我们所做的一切呢，都没有一样是好的。
In order for you and me to do good works, you have to begin from perfection. No sin in your life.
因为如果我们要做完全的善功的话呢，我们是不应该有罪的。
But that is impossible.
但是这是不可能的。
Because you are born in sin.
因为我们是带着罪而生的。
And therefore everything we touch has the stain of sin on it.
所以不管我们碰到什么呢，都是沾满了罪。
And that's why we cannot get out of this condemnation.
所以我们没有办法脱离这个被定罪的这个境地。
Unless God did something to help us.
除非神呢，做一些事情来帮助我们。
And God did.
而神的确做了。
God sent Jesus Christ.
他差遣了主耶稣基督。
In verse 18, he is known as the righteousness of one, that is his righteousness.
那么在第十八节呢，他被称为义。
Jesus Christ is born just like you and me.
这个神呢，神差遣主耶稣基督呢，在十八节呢被称为一次的义行。而主耶稣基督呢，他就像我们一样被诞生在这个世界。
That means he was a baby, and then he grew up to become an adult.
他跟我们一样呢，是如婴儿一样诞生，然后成长为人。
He is like us in terms of our humanity.
他在人性方面呢，跟我们很相像。
But he is not like us in terms of his perfection.
但是他是无罪的，这点跟我们不一样。
We are born sinners.
因为我们是带着原罪而生的。
He is born righteous.
但是他是无罪的。
Because he was born of the Virgin Mary.
因为他是童女所生的。
He did not have a human father.
他并没有这个人类的这个生父。
He was the Son of God before he became man.
他在成为人之前呢，他是神子。
You and I never existed until you began to exist in your mother's womb.
那我们在母胎里面形成之前呢，是不存在的。
In other words, Jesus Christ is God, and He willingly, according to the Father's love, came down and be a man like you and me to save us.
也就是说呢，耶稣基督他是神，他按着天父的这个旨意呢，来到这个世上。
That's what verse 18 says.
这是十八节所说的。
The righteousness of Jesus Christ, the free gift, came upon all men unto justification of life.
也就是十八节所说的，因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。
He came to fulfill God's requirement and standard for you and for me.
他来呢是要叫我们称义，好叫我们能够符合神所定下的这个条件。
God's standard is everyone who sinned must die and end up in hell. That's the punishment. That's God's standard.
因为神的标准是呢，所有犯罪的人呢都要死，都要下到地狱去。
And so Jesus Christ came to become you and me to be man in order to die for you and for me.
所以主耶稣基督来到这个世上呢，成为人，要为你和我的罪而死。
Now he was perfect.
他是完全没有罪的。
He doesn't have to die.
他不需要死的。
But he did die.
但是他却死了。
And because he took your sin, my sin on him, he took your punishment, my punishment on his body.
就因为他担当了你和我的罪，所以他也承受了你和我必须承受的这个惩罚。
So that you and I do not need to be punished for our sin.
好像我们不会因自己的罪而受惩罚。
In other words, he took our place.
换句话说呢，他代替了我们。
In other words, God the Father did not just simply close both eyes and say to sinners, "Never mind about your sin, just go to heaven anyway."
也就是说呢，神呢并没有。闭上眼睛，然后说：“没有关系，你们这些罪人就跟我到天国去吧。”
I will take away death from every sinner.
我会为你们所有的罪人呢，去除这个死亡。
God did not just do that.
但是神并没有这么做。
Because then God would have broken His own law.
如果他这么做的话，他就会违背了自己的律法。
Because the standard of God's justice is.Sinners with their sins cannot just simply enter heaven. They have to get rid of their sin.
因为神的标准就是罪人呢，并不能带着罪呢进入天堂。他们必须要消灭他们的罪。
But you and I can't.
但是你和我呢，没有办法做到这点。
But Jesus Christ did it on your behalf.
但是主耶稣基督呢，为了你和我呢，做了这一点。
Because he loved you.
因为他爱你。
Even though there is nothing lovely in us for him to love.
虽然我们并不可爱。
You look at your life and my life.
你看看你自己的生命，还有我们自己的
生命。We are full of self. We are so self-centered.
我们如此的自我。
We care only for our own desires.
我们只关心自己的利益。
But God cares for you.
但是神呢，却是看顾你的。
He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you.
他将他的独生爱子主耶稣基督。差遣到世上来为你和我的罪而死。
Jesus Christ obeyed all the laws of God on your behalf.
那主耶稣基督为了我们呢，代替我们呢，顺服了神所有的律法。
And this righteous man went to the cross to die for you.
而这位义人呢，就为了你和我的罪呢，死在十字架上。
And so the first contrast is offense versus righteousness.
所以我们看到第一个强烈的对比呢，就是过犯和义行。
We are the offender.
我们是那罪人。
Jesus Christ is the righteous one.
而主耶稣基督是那位义人。
The second contrast.
那么第二个对比呢
？Verse 19.
十九节。
For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous.
因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人。照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。
Because of Adam, all of us have been made sinners.
那因为亚当的悖逆呢，我们所有的人都成为了罪人。
He disobeyed what God told him, "Please don't sin," but he didn't care. He sinned.
神告诉他说不要犯罪，但是他一点都不管，他就犯罪了。
And because of him, all of us are made sinners.
因为他的悖逆，他的不顺服，使我们众人呢都成为了罪人。
You and I are characterized by sin.
那我们呢都是有罪的。
We sin in our mind.
我们在思想上犯罪。
We sin in our heart.
我们心里也犯罪。
We sin with our mouth.
我们所说的话有些犯罪。
We sin with our hands.
我们用手犯罪。
We sin with our feet.
我们用脚犯罪。
We go to places that are full of sin and wickedness.
因为我们用脚呢，去到充满罪的地方。
These hands have stolen. These hands have done so many wicked things.
我们的手做了许多邪恶的事。
We are cheated people.
我们欺骗了人。
And then this mind continued to lust and lust and lust.
那我们的这个思想呢，充满了淫念。
And our hearts are full of greed.
那我们的心里呢，充满了贪婪。
This is who we are.
这就是我们了。
Because of disobedience.
就因为我们背逆了神。
But Jesus Christ willingly obeyed God the Father.
但是主耶稣基督呢，他情愿的顺从天父。
Because he wants to save you and me out of hell.
因为他要使我们救赎我们脱离地狱。
God the Father and Jesus Christ, they both do not want to see you die.
因为我们的天父和我们的主耶稣呢，都不想看到我们死。
And so Jesus Christ obeyed God the Father, who says, "Go down to this earth and live, and then die for these sinners."
那主耶稣基督就顺从天父的旨意来到这个世界上 活着然后死。
And Jesus Christ did.
然后主耶稣基督真的这么做了。
When he was on earth, he was abused.
那么他在世的时候呢，还被人欺压。
When he started his ministry at the age of 30, so many of the enemies started to trip him and try to catch him and make him sin.
那么他在30岁开始他的事工的时候呢，有许多的人，有许多的敌人来攻击他。
And then finally, at the end of about 3.5 years of service, one of his own disciples betrayed him.
那么3年半之后呢，他自己的门徒呢出卖了他。
Jesus Christ knew about this disciple who would betray him.
耶稣基督知道这个门徒会出卖他。
And yet he allowed it to happen.
但是他却让事情发生了。
And then he was arrested.
然后主耶稣被逮捕了。
There was a mock trial with false witnesses to accuse him.
还被审判，然后有许多的假见证做，有许多的人做假见证攻击他。
And then they punch him.
他们还殴打他。
They spat on him.
他们还吐唾沫在他身上。
They whipped him.
他们还抽打他。
And they tore his back apart.
他们甚至撕裂了他的背。
And then they wove a crown of thorns and they forced it down his head so that his face would be full of blood flowing down.
他们还做了荆棘的冠冕，硬硬戴在他的头上，使到他的头流血。
And then they put a purple robe on him to mock him and laugh at him. You make yourself king? Well, here you are, king.
他们为他穿上紫色的袍，然后嘲笑他说：“你说你自己是王吗？好，现在就让你做王。”
Then they stripped him naked and they hung him on the cross.
然后他们又剥去他的衣服，然后把他钉死在十字架
上。The most painful and slow and cruel death.
这是非常痛苦、非常缓慢的一种死亡方式。
And throughout the entire process, Jesus Christ could have easily released himself because he was God.
而整个过程呢，主耶稣基督作为神的主耶稣基督呢，他是可以很轻易的救赎自己的。
But he did not.
但是他却没有这样做。
Because he obeyed the Father.
因为他顺从天父。
The Father said, "This is the only way that sinners could be saved."
因为父神说，这是唯一能够让人类得救的方式。
Because the sins of sinners are heinous and evil and wicked in God's sight.
因为在神的眼里呢，人的罪呢是非常可怕的。
And that's why Jesus Christ obeyed the Father's will.
所以耶稣基督就顺从了神的旨意。
And then while he hung on the cross, he did not utter a word of complaint.
那么他被钉在十字架上的时候呢，他毫无埋怨。
He went to the cross to die because he loved you and me.
他因为爱你，因为爱我，所以为我们被钉死在十字架上。
He obeyed the Father so that you and I may not need to die.
他顺从天父的旨意，好叫我们不需要死。
So that you and I may not need to end up in hell.
好叫我们不需要下到地狱去。
Hell is a terrible place of pain and torment that will go on and on and on forever.
因为地狱是一个可怕的地方，那里有痛苦、有折磨，而且是永无止境的。
That's how terrible your sins and my sins are.
因为我们的罪是如此的可怕。
And if you and I do not find someone to take your place to be punished for your sins, then you will have to be punished for your own sins, and that is you will spend eternity in hell.
那如果我们没有人能够替代我们来 担当这样的一种惩罚的话呢，我们就必须自己去承受这样的惩罚，也就是我们必须下到地狱去。
Jesus Christ came as the righteous Savior so that you and I could be made righteous.
那主耶稣基督来到这个世界上，他是公义的救主，好叫我们能够称义。
Our sin makes us sinners.
那罪使我们成了罪人。
Jesus' righteousness makes us righteous.
那耶稣的义使我们称义了。
Because he took your punishment for you and for me.
因为他为我们担当了我们罪的惩罚。
The third contrast.
第三个强烈的对比。
Verse 20 and verse 21.
就是第二十和二十一节。
Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound.
二十节说，律法本是外添的，叫过犯显多。只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
The first contrast, offense versus righteousness.
我们看到第一个对比呢，是过犯对比这个义。
The second contrast, disobedience versus obedience.
第二个对比呢，是悖逆对比顺从。
The third contrast is law versus grace.
那么第三个对比就是律法对比恩典。
God gave us the law.
那神赐给我们律法。
Why did God give us the law?
那神为什么要赐给我们律法呢？
The law cannot save us anyway. Why did God give us the law?
因为律法没有办法拯救我们，为什么神还要给我们律法呢？
God says, I give man the law so that man may know that the offense that man has committed against God is very great.
那么神赐给我们律法呢，是要叫人呢知道说我们所犯的罪是非常可怕的。
You and I know that we are sinners.
我们都知道自己是罪人。
You may not know the laws of God, but you know you are a sinner.
你或许不知道神的律法，但是你知道自己是罪人。
You know you are a sinner because you die.
因为你知道你自己是罪人，因为你会死。
Your own soul will tell you that you are a sinner because you die.
因为你自己的灵魂会告诉你，你是一个罪人，你会死。
When we are constantly reminded that we will die because of sickness in our lives.
我们被不断的提醒说我们会因为我们的病痛我们的疾病呢而死。
Every time you and I fall sick, it's a reminder to us that this body will soon die.
当我们每一次生病的时候呢都在提醒我们说我们的身体有一天会死去。
But you just do not know how great sinners we are without the law.
那你即便不认识神的律法，但是你知道你自己是罪人，只是你不知道你自己的罪有多么可怕。
Before the law came,We know we are great sinners only after we die and we find ourselves in hell forever.
在我们有律法之前呢，我们知道自己的罪是很可怕的。我们只有在下到地狱的时候才知道自己的罪是可怕的。
But when that happens, it's too late. We can't get out of hell.
但是当我们下到地狱的时候呢，已经来不及了。我们没有办法脱离这个地狱了。
And so God wants us to know that we are great sinners right now before we end up in hell, so that you hopefully will do something about it.
所以神要我们在死之前呢，就知道我们的罪是多么的可怕，好叫我们能够去做一些事情。
The law says, "Do not make God out of any image and bow down to it."
那么神的律法告诉我们说，不要为神造形象或者偶像。
We all have committed the sin of idolatry.
那我们每一个人呢，都犯了这个偶像的罪。
God says, "Thou shalt not kill." We all have killed.
那神说。你不可就是杀人。
If you are angry with someone without a just cause, God says you have already killed that person.
那神告诉我们说，如果我们毫无没有这个理由去生别人的气的话，神告诉我们说，我们已经杀了那个人。
The law says thou shalt not steal.
神的律法说不可偷盗。
But we all have stolen.
但我们都曾经偷盗过。
You can count the number of times we have stolen.
是完全没有办法计算我们有多少次来去偷窃的。
Do you know that when you are late for an appointment, you have stolen the person's time?
你知道当你约了人，然后你迟到的时候呢，你实际上就偷了别人的时间。
The Bible says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery."
圣经告诉我们说，不可犯奸淫的罪。
If you lust after a woman in your heart, you have already committed adultery.
神也告诉我们说，如果我们只是在心里动了淫念呢，我们已经犯了这个奸淫的罪。
Thou shalt not covet.
律法也告诉我们说，不可贪婪。
This is the most deadly of all the Ten Commandments.
这是十个诫命里面呢最可怕的一条。
Because covetousness is inside the heart.
因为我们每个人都非常的贪婪。
It is to desire somebody else's belongings.
所谓的贪婪就是贪图别属于别人的东西。
You desire somebody's success, that's covetousness.
比如说你贪图别人的成功。
You desire somebody's possessions, that's covetousness.
你贪图别人的产业。
And we continue to enjoy and indulge in this sin of covetousness.
然后我们继续的将自己的沉浸在这样的一种贪婪的境界中。
Because people can't see your covetous heart.
因为贪婪是在心里贪婪，没有人可以看到的。
And so you might even reason, as long as nobody knows I just covet, it's okay.
因为你可能会告诉自己说，反正没有人看到，我可以继续的贪图。
But God knows.
但是神却知道。
That's why God gave us the Ten Commandments to tell us that we are terrible sinners. The sin of covetousness is a serious transgression against God.
但是神知道，所以他给我们律法呢，好叫我们能够知道自己是多么可怕的罪人，让我们知道这个贪婪是多么可怕的罪。
Don't compare yourself with the criminals in prison.
你不要把自己和这些囚犯拿来比较。
Measure yourself against the standard of God's law.
你应该用神的这个律法来衡量自己。
And the conclusion is that all of us are terrible sinners.
然后结论是我们每一个人都是可怕的罪人。
But God says grace did abound much more.
但是神告诉我们说恩典就更显多了。
What is this God's grace?
那么神的恩典是什么呢？
God's grace is found in verse 21.
那神的恩典我们可以在21节看到。
That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so my grace reigned through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord.
就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
God's grace is God's gift of Jesus Christ to you.
那神的恩典呢，就是神为我们差遣了主耶稣基督。
God's grace is Jesus Christ coming down from heaven to become a man to obey all of God's law and then to die on the cross for your sins.
那神的恩典呢，也是主耶稣基督呢降世为人，并且顺从上帝的旨意呢为我们而死。
It is called God's grace because it is freely offered to you.
神之所以是神的恩典呢，是因为它是白白赐给我们的。
You can't buy it.
是我们没有办法用钱买的。
It is called grace because you don't deserve it.
这个之所以是恩典呢，是因为我们不配得。
But it is still given to you.
但是却还是赐给了
我们。By God the Father himself.
是天父亲自赐给我们的。
Because he loved you.
因为他爱我们。
Even though you and I are full of sin and stink before God, but God says, I loved you anyway.
虽然我们充满了罪，非常的可怕，但是神说我还是爱你们。
And I give Jesus Christ to you to take you out of your sin, death, and hell.
那他爱我们，以至于他将主耶稣基督赐给我们，好叫我们能够脱离罪、死亡和地狱。
And that's why this death of Jesus Christ is the greatest death.
也就因为如此呢，主耶稣基督的死是最伟大的死。
Because by his death, you and I do not need to die.
因为借着他的死呢，我们不需要面对死亡。
No man on earth can do what Jesus Christ did.
在这个世界上，没有一个人能够做耶稣所做的。
Is he the greatest one in your life?
那么主耶稣基督是不是你生命中最伟大的一个人物呢？
He died for you so that you do not need to die and end up in hell.
他为你而死，好叫你不需要面对死亡，不需要下到地狱。
You may ask.How do I know that what Jesus Christ did for me was good enough that God would accept?
那你或许会问说，我怎么知道主耶稣基督为我所做的一切足以拯救我呢？
He died 2,000 years ago.
他是在2000年前死的。
How do I know I live in this 21st century? He lived in the first century.
那我活在21世纪，他活在这个主后一世纪。我怎么知道他的死足以拯救我呢？
Because on the third day after Jesus Christ died and was buried, God raised him from the dead.
原因就是在主耶稣基督死后被埋的第三天后呢，天父呢将他从死里复活。
Raising Jesus Christ from the dead is to tell all of us that I have accepted what Jesus Christ has done for all of mankind.
那么天父将主耶稣基督从死里复活呢，是要告诉我们说，他接受了主耶稣基督为我们所做的一切。
And that would include you.
也就是包括 为我们所有的人所做的一切。
Because Jesus Christ defeated death for you and for me when God raised him from the dead.
当上帝将主耶稣基督从死里复活的时候呢，他就战胜了，为我们战胜了死亡。
This will give you eternal life.
而我们就因此得着永生。
That's what verse 21 says.
这也就是二十一节所说的。
The grace reigns through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord.
恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
That's why on Sunday.God's people, all Christians come every Lord's Day for worship.
所以呢，我们在每一个主日、每一个星期天呢，都会来到圣所来敬拜神。
That's why Sunday is known as the Lord's Day. It is the day to remind us of the resurrection.
所以呢，每一个星期天呢、礼拜天呢，我们都称之为主日，因为这一天呢，提醒我们主耶稣基督为我们复活了。
That's why it is the greatest death.
所以主耶稣基督的死是最伟大的死。
Jesus Christ died for you.
主耶稣基督为你而死。
Jesus Christ took upon him the punishment and the penalty that you and I deserve.
那我们所配得的惩罚呢？主耶稣基督一一的承担了。
As long as you do not accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, he cannot be said to have died for you.
那么你一天呢不接受主耶稣基督呢，你就是表示说你不接受他为你而死的这个事实。
All you need is to reach forth your hand as God the Father offered to you Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, right now this evening.
那么今天呢，神要告诉你说他为你差遣了主耶稣基督，你所需要做的就是接受他。
All you need to do from your heart of hearts.Is to sincerely cry to the Lord Jesus Christ and say that Jesus Christ, I want you to be my Lord and my Savior.
那你所需要做的呢，就是衷心的、真心的来向他呼求说，主耶稣基督啊，我求你做我的救主。
All you need to do is to accept this love from God the Father for you.
那你所需要做的。就是来接受神为你所显明的大爱。
Jesus Christ will come into your heart.
那主耶稣基督就会来到你的心里。
And all your sins will be forgiven by God through Christ.
你的罪呢，神就会借着主耶稣基督，宽恕你所有的罪。
And you'll never need to die.
那你不再需要面对死亡。
Hell is taken away from you.
那你也永远脱离这个地狱。
This is Good Friday.
这就是所谓的。这个美好的星期五，耶稣受难日的这个意义了。
It is Good Friday to all who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior.
因为对每一个接受主耶稣基督作为他们救主的人来说呢，这个星期五是非常美好的。
But if you do not accept Jesus Christ as Lord and your Savior, which means you are still in condemnation.
那如果你还没有接受主耶稣基督作为你的救主的话，也就是表示你还是处在被定罪的这样的一个境地的。
You are still in disobedience.
因为你还是悖逆神的。
And the laws of God condemns you.
那神的律法还是要定你的罪的。
You know in your own heart that if the Ten Commandments were measured against your life, you have broken all of them.
你知道如果用神的律法、神的十诫来衡量你的生命的话，你知道自己犯了所有的这个，就是违背了所有的律法。
Jesus Christ's righteousness can be yours.
耶稣的义可以属于你。
He obeyed the Heavenly Father because He loved you.
他顺服了天父，因为他爱你。
And His grace alone is able to save you.
而他的恩典呢，唯独他的恩典能够拯救你。
Will this Good Friday truly be your Good Friday?
那么今天这个星期五呢，对你来说是否是美好的呢？
Jesus Christ's death is the greatest death of all.
主耶稣基督的死是最伟大的死。
Because He died for you.
因为他为你而死。
He is able to take away your sin and the penalty of sin, which is death and hell, in your life.
他能够使你脱离罪和死亡以及地狱。
Dear friends, why do you want to remain in sin?
亲爱的朋友，为什么你还要继续活在罪里呢？
Is your heart so hardened that you want to hold on to sin?
你的心难道如此的刚硬，不想放弃罪吗？
You know you cannot save yourself.
你知道你没有办法救赎自己。
You are like a lost soul swimming in the ocean.
你就像在大海中，的这个失丧的灵魂。
How long can you swim before you lose all your strength and you drown?
你在大海中求生，但是你还能够游多久呢？
The lifeboat is there.
那我们看到这个救生艇已经来了。
The hand is reached out to you.
那神的手也向你伸展了。
It is the hand of God himself.
这是神的手向你伸展。
All you need to do is to stretch forth your hand and hold on to the hand of God through Jesus Christ and you will be snatched out of the watery death.
那你所需要做的就是伸出你自己的手来牵住他的手，他就会将你从死亡的深渊中拉出来。
Would you not do that?
难道你不愿意这么做吗？
You and I read of the many, many refugees who try to swim or take a boat from North Africa across the Mediterranean Sea into Europe.
那我们也在新闻中看到有许许多多的难民呢，他们企图呢从这个南北非呢就是通过水域进入这个欧洲。
Many of them drowned.
那有很多人呢，他们是用游泳的方式，然后很多人淹死了。
You read about the testimonies of those who survived.
那你也看到了那些活着的生还者呢，他们所做的见证。
Many of their tiny little boats could not make it.
他们许多的这个船只非常的小，都没有办法抵达他们的目的地。
They long for the rescue boats to come.
他们希望呢救生艇快点来到。
Men, women, and children all alike.
所有的男人、女人或者是小孩，他们都有这样的一种盼望。
As they share on the radio, you can hear the emotion from their voices. In their voices.
他们接受这个电台访问的时候，你可以听出他们的这个声音是非常哽咽的。
And then anyone who is a rescuer come and snatch them out of the watery grave, they are so grateful and so thankful.
然后如果有任何的人能够帮助他们逃脱这样的一个境地的话呢，他们是非常感激的。
But you and I know that each and every one of them will still die one day.
但是我们知道这些难民即便他们生还了，但是有一天他们还是要面对死亡。
And yet they are so grateful and so thankful that they can be snatched out of the watery grave to live a few more years on earth.
但是他们对于那些能够救他们脱离这个海洋的这些人呢，心存感激。
God, the Heavenly Father, is trying to help you get out of hell.
那么现在呢，神呢，我们的天父呢，愿意来拯救你脱离这个地狱。
So that you will never need to die.
好叫你不再需要死。
So that you will have eternal life.
好叫你能够得着永生。
So that you can be in heaven with Him.
好叫你能够到天国去与他同在。
Are you not wiser than those refugees in the Mediterranean Sea?
难道你不比在这个地中海的这些难民更来得更有智慧吗？
They grab any hand as long as it's the hand of a rescuer to get them out.
任何人来拯救他们，他们一定会伸出他们的手去抓住对方的手。
Here we have God the Father reaching out to snatch you out of hell itself. Accept His loving hand.
那现在呢，我们的天父呢已经向你伸展他的手，要救你脱离地狱，所以我们要来接受他。
All you need to do is to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for you and rose from the dead for you, and you will be saved.
你所需要做的就是口里要称主耶稣基督为你的救主，心里要相信他为你而死，并且在三天后复活，那么你的罪就能够得到饶恕了。
Will you accept?
那你愿意接受吗？
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father,
我们满有恩典怜悯的天父。
You know the condition of our heart, O Lord, right now.
主啊，你知道我们心里的状态。
That if we were to die today, where will we end up?
如果今天我们死了，我们会去到哪里呢？
For we know that if we die in our sin without Jesus Christ as our Savior, we will end up in hell forever and ever.
我们知道如果我们没有主耶稣基督做我们的救主，如果我们在罪里而死的话，我们就会下到地狱去，永远的受苦。
We thank you, Lord, for Good Friday.
我们为这耶稣受难日来感谢你。
There was a Friday 2,000 years ago when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins.
因为在2000年前的这个星期五呢，主耶稣基督为我的罪而死。
And you accepted what he has done for me by raising him from the dead for my justification.
你接受了他为我们所做的事工，将他从死里复活了。
We pray, O Lord, that thy Holy Spirit may take the word of God and speak to every heart.
求主你的圣灵可以用借着你的话语来打动我们的心。
Especially the heart of someone who is still gripped by sin.
尤其是我们在座的还在罪里的人。
And he knows that death and hell awaits him.
他知道等着他的是死亡和地狱。
O Lord, may thou be merciful.
求主怜悯这个人。
May thou help them, O Lord, to cry to the Lord Jesus Christ to save them.
帮助他们向主耶稣基督呼求来拯救他们。
For he died for them.
因为他为他们而死。
And he rose from the dead for them.
因为他为他们而从死里复活了。
Help them, O Lord, not to reject thy love.
帮助他们不要拒绝你的爱。
May thou be merciful to save them for Jesus' sake.
求主为了你的主耶稣基督的缘故来原谅他们，来拯救他们。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们这样祷告感恩，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Amen. Amen.